A poor man was cutting wood on the bank of the river, when suddenly his axe leapt up off the shaft and straight into the water. The axe went to the bottom. It stands to reason. The poor man started crying regretfully. "What a misfortune! Oh, it's a shame," he lamented. "How shall I cut wood without an axe? How will I provide for my family?" Suddenly, something crackled in the bushes. Pitter-pat, pitter-pat. A limping old man limped out of the wood. He had grey moss instead of a beard, pine twigs instead of a moustache, and a fir cone instead of a nose. "Why are you crying, good man? Why are you moaning?" he asked. "Why shouldn't I cry?" answered the poor man. "My axe has fallen into the water. How shall I cut wood now? How shall I feed my children?" "Well, there's an easy way to get rid of this misery," said the old man. He peeled off his fur coat, took off his shoes, and plopped into the river. The poor man had hardly managed to blink his eyes when the old man was already coming out of the water, carrying a golden axe in his hand. "Here you are," he said. "Is this your axe?" "No, this one is not mine," answered the poor man. The old man sank below the surface again. In a short while, he came up and passed a silver axe to the poor man. "Is this one yours?" he asked. "No, it isn't mine either," answered the poor man. And so the old man dived for the third time and pulled out an iron axe. "And what about this one?" he asked. "This one is mine," exclaimed the poor man joyfully. He grasped his axe and was about to run home. However, the old man didn't let him leave. "Wait a moment. Take these two as well. If you aren't stingy, I won't be mean either," he said. "Well, if you mean what you say, thank you," said the poor man. "I'll never forget your kindness." Thereupon, the poor man set out on the way home, carrying all three axes on his shoulder. One of gold, one of silver, and one of iron. A rich neighbour heard about the poor man's happiness. He was seized with such envy that he couldn't sleep. "I'll go to the river too," he said to himself. "I may be lucky as well." He took his old axe and set out to the wood. He reached the same place as the poor man had before. He only swung once, and his axe leapt up off the shaft and plopped into the water. "Oh, poor me! What a shame!" exclaimed the rich man. Suddenly, something crackled in the bushes. Pitter-pat, pitter-pat. A limping old man limped out of the wood. He had grey moss instead of a beard, pine twigs.